podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
I'm feeling the, it's kind of like a boxer before they go into the ring. You see how they like shake their heads around.
Butterflies.
All that energy.
Yeah, you got to, you just kind of feel like I'm going to do some shadow boxing here.
You need someone to rub your shoulders.
We call this Mr. Know-It-All, and because there's money on the line, this is serious.
Yeah, this is big time.
Yeah, big bucks.
This is huge. Yeah.
I remember a time many years ago when Jeremy did a mind bender. Do you remember that? You were like, hey, Mr. Smarty Pants, I'm going to do the mind bender.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And you nailed it.
And I got it.
Yeah, you totally got it.
Yeah, 13 seconds.
Dude knows everything. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, my name's Dom. I'm so smart.
Here's what it's just kind of fun because there's money on the line. But here's the thing. Emily, when you screen the calls for this, can you try to mix up the categories a little bit?
Sure, like Trivial Pursuit.
Sort of, yeah, because I know some people, we don't want like four movie questions or four sports questions.
Four Civil War questions.
Right, and nothing personal, like what's my shoe size?
Yeah.
This is general.
Here's the way it works, too, because some people are like, oh, well, I'll ask what size bolt holds on the wing of an F-16 fighter. In other words, it has to be knowledge that you could know.
Right.
It's just unlikely that you would know all of them.
Fairly obscure, maybe.
Maybe. And what's fun about it is that listeners can play along, too. And you can, when you hear the five questions, you're going to be just like me hearing them for the first time. Mm-hmm. You get to judge, get kind of grade yourself.
Right.
And because should we say that we're filming this, too?
To prove
to
that,
prove that this is on the up and up.
Yeah, we are legit. No fingers crossed.
So Dom's going to shut off his monitors. He cannot Google, Wikipedia, nothing.
I'm standing here blind.
So we are going to film it, and then we're going to post it on the Facebook so you can check it out.
Alex is here with his video gear right now, in fact.
Don't screw it up, Alex.
Whatever you do. All right, 303-631-1MIX, 631-1649. I'm sorry we asked. You got to be at least 18 to play the game. And we have money riding on it. For every one I get, you guys give me $1.
All right.
And if you have to pool your money to do that, that's fine.
Do you accept checks?
For every one I miss, you guys get $2.
Okay.
Nice. All right.
All right.
Are you guys ready to play Mr. Know-It-All?
So ready.
I'm ready for you to start bragging.
No, I'm ready to spend your money.
All right.
Because you guys are the ones who are like getting all cocky.
No, we're going to the Tavern Tech Center tonight. You're going to get all the drinks for free.
Maybe that's what I'll do is I won't take your money. I'll just have you buy me some cocktails.
Okay, I'm okay with that.
You all right?
Yeah.
All right, so Alex is in here actually recording this, so you can see on my screen. This is just like our music and something like that. This right here is a screen that just shows who the callers. All I have is their name and the order in which they got in.
Correct.
And we have five of them. Did you mix up the categories?
You sure did. That's what you asked for.
Girl.
All right. So the rules of the game. Each person gets to ask one question. If I get it right, you guys give me $1 each. If I miss it, you get $2 from me.
All right.
I don't even know if I have cash.
Let's start with, is it Annette? Hey, good morning, Annette.
Good morning, Dom.
Welcome to Mr. Know-It-All. So you get the privilege of starting this off.
Okay. Well, I could ask you what Pixar's first movie was, but I don't think that would be hard enough. So,
did you say Pixar?
Pixar, the movie company.
Okay.
So what was Pixar's second movie?
Clever minx.
I do know this, and I know it because it wasn't long ago we did a rattle off where we were talking about Pixar.
Yes, we did.
And
I remember that the first one ever was Toy Story. The second one is, do you guys know this? The second one is A Bug's Life.
Oh, no.
Is it right?
Are you wearing Google glasses?
No. Just tell us, is that right?
Yeah.
Yay! $1.
All right, Jeremy, I got this first one.
That one was kind of easy, though.
Was that too easy?
I feel like that was kind of.
Did you know it, though?
No.
Kevin, shut up. Annette, you're delightful. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
All right. And by the way, you know what we'll do is we'll come up with a prize for anybody who stumps the chump, too.
I thought that would be tough for you, but then you said that mine or the rattle off.
Yeah. Here's Sean. Hello, Sean.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
It's going good,
Jen.
You know who scares me the most? Is guys, because they're so ultra competitive. It's not that women aren't competitive, but guys are like ultra competitive.
Here comes the Civil War questions.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly.
So I got a musket.
What is your category?
No Civil War today. It's sports.
All right, I like sports.
Oh, he loves sports.
Okay. So this year, this is the 20th anniversary this year of Coors Field. And what I want to know, Dom, is who did the Rockies play? What team did they play in their first ever game at Coors Field?
Dom's a season ticket holder.
That was 20 years ago,
yeah,
Jerry.
Yeah,
season ticket holder.
It was 20 years ago. I don't remember what I had for dinner last night.
A lot of beer in between then and now.
The problem for you guys is that this was an epic game because it went extra innings, as I recall.
Yeah.
I was there. But I left I had to leave early because it went late, extra innings, and it was like snowing during the game. And I think they were playing the Mets. Is that right?
That is right.
Yeah.
Come on.
I can't believe
he's a season ticket holder.
It was 20 years ago.
So that's not fair then, because you were actually at the game, but you left early. So can I get a bonus question?
Oh, are these guys going to give me bonus money?
No.
What's the bonus question just for fun?
The bonus question is, since you weren't there at the end, who hit the game-winning home run?
Dante Bichette.
Oh.
Yeah.
Come on.
I do remember that. That was class. That was epic. 14th inning or something.
It's 20 years ago.
I can't believe you got it.
Sean, have a great day, buddy.
Thanks for being
on the show.
No more sports questions.
You get that dollar. You owe him that
dollar. No more sports questions.
No more sports questions. Here's Michelle. Hello, Michelle.
Hi, good morning.
Let me ask Emily and Jeremy, how are you guys doing so far?
I would not have had either one of those, you're good.
Michelle, what's your theme on this question? It's not a sports question, right?
No, it's not. So I've been starting a new business, and I'm trying to kind of get my foot into social media with my business. And my question for you is, who currently has the most Twitter followers in the world?
Damned pop culture.
Would it be a celebrity, I wonder?
It is a celebrity, I'm sure. You know, they say that, before I answer, let me think out loud, because the way I have to do this, I have to process. I know that President Obama just started a Twitter account, and they said it got huge, but I don't think he's number one yet. And I know Justin Bieber's way up there, but... you know, when they did, when Katy Perry did the Super Bowl, that they talked about how she had all these Twitter followers. So I'm going to guess Katy Perry.
Are you kidding me?
Is that right?
Are you in cahoots with Jeremy?
No, we're standing here. We're just staring at each other's faces.
I'm assuming from you saying that it's
right. Because I got the hots for Katy Perry.
It's right.
Ah!
How many does she have? Like 60, 70 million or something?
Don't
like
ask
that?
Me. I don't know.
She really has more than, not even like a Kardashian, really?
She has more than the Justin Bieber.
She's got to.
I got to look this up.
So Michelle, you know it is Katy Perry, right?
Yes.
Oh, good luck with your business, okay?
Thanks so much.
And when you get all that going, let us know and we'll follow you on Twitter, okay?
Awesome.
She's not happy. She wanted the prize. How are you guys doing so far?
Holy crap, it is Katy Perry.
Did you look it up yourself?
71 million followers.
Is President Obama in the top five?
60 million.
I knew he was up there.
And Taylor Swift right under that at 59.
Man. Oh. Katy Perry? That's so...
You know what? I would have guessed Taylor Swift, too. If I hadn't thought of that Super Bowl thing when she did the Super Bowl. And they talked about all of
those damn sharks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. That's legit.
Oh, man. That was a lucky break. If I had thought of Taylor Swift, I would have guessed that.
Oh, God.
By the hair of my chinny chin chin. Who's on line four? John.
Hi.
Hey, John.
Hey, John.
Hey, John. So I'm
good morning.
I'm three for three, buddy. What do you got for me?
Well, I've got a vocabulary question for you, but it's kind of a sexual vocabulary.
It's two of Dom's favorite things. Come on.
He may not have screened this one very well.
He's a wordsmith and he loves the ladies. So let's just go ahead and hand him another dollar.
So what is
only a man who loves the ladies can get this one right.
All right.
Here we go. What is a tittle?
A what?
A tittle.
Tittle?
I'm assuming that is like T-I-T-T-L-E.
Exactly.
Are we talking about Katy Perry again?
Did you say it has to do with, like, vocabulary?
Well, it's a vocabulary word, but it sounds kind of sexual. So. I thought I'd throw it in there together.
Is that the, I know this. That is the,
come on.
The dot on a lowercase I.
Oh, come on.
Is that right?
That's absurd.
Is that right?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
That has a name?
Yeah, when you dot the I, when people say cross the T's and dot the I.
It's that's called the dot.
No, it's
you're titillating is what you
it's
are.
It's a tittle. That's what that's known as.
It's not a sexual euphemism, dotting the I. That's actually what it is.
Well, it is now.
This guy writes books. Why did you call in with that one, man?
Would you have gotten that?
No, I've never heard of the tittle.
Four for four. That's a lot of money for
me.
Let's just... John, have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
All right, buddy. Thanks.
I'm done
lot.
With this.
This segment is stupid.
Well, we only have one more, and it's Terry. Hello, Terry.
Good morning. How are you?
You get to stump the chump. You have question number five, and I hope you. I don't want to say I hope you lose, but I really want to take all of their money.
Yes, he does.
I understand that, but I'm hoping that I can stump you. I'm combining two things that I love: trivia and candy. So, the question is:
oh no,
what do the letters M and M&M's candy stand for?
Oh, that's a good one.
They stand for something?
The two M's, and they stand for two different names.
Nobody would know this.
Oh, and here's the problem. You're about to stump the chump because I know one of them. I know one of them is Mars. You know, like Mars bars?
Oh, duh, yes.
The Mars dude was a candy guy, and they named the M&M's after him and one other, like, Hershey's employee or something.
Mike.
Oh, it's like Mars and Miller.
Is that your final answer?
What's the answer?
The second name is Murray, not Miller.
Oh. Okay. Huh? I'll take that.
I got Mars. Do I get half a point?
No, not everybody gets a trophy here, Testa.
So if I get half of M&M's, would you guys have gotten
half.
The first half?
That would have, no, not at all. No, but Mars and Murray? What was
Murray.
Murray.
Mars and Murray. And Murray was another candy guy with a Hershey.
Yeah, of course.
The Hershey company. Yeah.
All right, Terry.
Four and a half out of five.
Oh, don't you round up.
Terry, have a great day.
Thank you. You all too. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye.
So you know
not
what?
Not bad, though.
We'll go to song and we'll figure out how this money works.
Divvy it up.
Between the dollars here and the $2 there. And that was fun. You guys want to play again next month?
No.
Can I play Katy Perry?
Yes.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.